Hello.
It's Megan.
And Brooks.
And we're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo. Every time. Okay, so you were saying before we started that you were jamming out and you're going to see if I could guess to what.
Yes, I was sitting here listening to some music and waiting for the invite for the podcast. And I started jamming out. And we'll see if you can guess, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play it. I'm going to play a little snippet of it.
Okay.
And you try to guess, all right?
All right.
Don't try and guess toss off the music, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jamie's sister. All right, what is it?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
You know what that is?
No. Is it from The Lost Boys?
It is from The Lost Boys.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I got it.
It's called Cry Little Sister.
Oh, my God. I cannot. Cry, little I have a gift. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. That's good. It just popped up on my recommended, and I was like, yeah, I do like that song.
I haven't seen that movie in forever, but yeah.
That's good.
Good choice.
So yeah, I'm just sitting here in my game room / studio, just jamming out the Lost Boys soundtrack.
All right, so it's Cry Little Sister, but in the movie, there are no little sisters, are there? They're just brothers?
Exactly. There are no little sisters.
Trivia, bitch. And that concludes our first segment. Trivia, bitch.
Well, that's good.
All right, now what I'm really interested in is hearing this dream you had that you keep telling me about, but you don't want to tell me until the podcast ends.
Yes, I didn't want to talk about it until we're on the podcast. And I know we've been having conflicting schedules with everything going on.
Yeah, stupid Corona, just messing up my life.
Yeah, with kids starting virtual school in school and me working over the majority of the last week.
Yeah, and we moved. We're in a new house. I'm in my new studio.
Okay, congratulations. Is it the closet?
It's not the closet. I can't be in the closet for too long. I got to come out of the closet.
Are you closet phobia?
Yeah.
No, well, closet phobic.
Claustrophobic.
Oh, that's
scared of Santa Claus.
Oh.
That's what they do. That's like a little thing on SpongeBob. I don't know if you remember when Squidward says he's claustrophobic and Patrick goes, "What's that mean?" And SpongeBob says, "He's scared of Santa Claus." And then Patrick goes, "Ho, ho, ho."
You can never watch too much cartoons.
Okay, dream. Sorry.
Yes, dream. All right. So as you know, I have very vivid and cinematic dreams.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. And they're like movie length. Like, for example, I had a movie length dream one time where me and my two brothers, which I have no brothers in real life, but in my dream I had brothers. I had two brothers, and one was played by Chris Pratt, the other by Jason Momoa.
Ooh, that's nice, brothers.
So I fit right in there. You know, I look just like them. So they made sense.
But
we were in a jungle, and there were poachers killing animals, and it was up to us to stop them.
Oh yeah, is this the one with David Hasselhoff?
No, that was a horror dream with like a reoccurring one.
Okay, I didn't know if David Hasselhoff made an appearance as a poacher or not.
No, I mean that'd be crazy if he did. If like every dream the villain was played by David Hasselhoff. But this recent dream I had was pretty crazy because it was movie length and weird. So I had a dream that I was an old man, elderly. If you would,
like 90 or,
I'd probably say like 80s maybe. Like, I mean, I was old and I was like, I guess I was like I had dementia or something like that, but I knew I had dementia. Like I knew I had trouble remembering stuff and I had like a live-in like assistant with me, like this girl, kind of like Daphne from Frasier.
Oh yeah.
So there was this woman lived with me and I lived in this kind of rundown neighborhood and I was in this, old house.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, these guys come running in with like guns and stuff. And they were like, "Where's the money, old man?" I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And like, "We know you got the money.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm but an old man." You know? So they start tearing my house apart. And then somehow me and the girl, like, she helps me to get away. And we're trying to like find a way out. And I find this secret room in my house. And then I remember, oh, yeah, I am rich. I hide all my stuff in here. I just have dementia, so I forgot. So we find the secret vault room where I hide all my riches. Oh, yeah. And I have, like, this big gun cabinet. Oh, yeah, all my the family jewels. And I find a gun cabinet, and it's got all these guns, and like, different guns and stuff in. And all I do is I pull out, like, this little snub-nosed revolver.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, all right, we're going to get out of here. And so we run outside and we get in the car, and we were able to get the car keys, and I start the car up, and then I wake up. Aww. Not in real life, but in the dream.
Oh,
so I had fallen asleep at the wheel before we even pulled out the driveway. The car was running. The guys were out there. They'd opened the door. They took my gun away. I said, "Dang it!"
So you fell asleep in your dream. Asleep
in my dream,
and then woke up in the same dream
because I was the old man.
You know, it happens.
We went to go escape, got the car started up, and then next thing I know, you just pass out.
Oh, it was so comfortable in there.
These woman seats. But I did. I woke up, and the guy was just standing there at the car door, just looking at me, holding my revolver, and I was looking at him. I said, "Dang it." He said, "Get your ass out of the car."
Foiled again.
Ah, you got me.
Okay, so they got you out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Before you go any further. There's no rape, right?
There's no what?
Rape.
No rape.
they don't do anything. They don't have, like, handsy. There's nothing going on there, right?
No. Okay. Why would you go there?
I don't know.
Get out of the car so we can rape you, old man. No, not again.
This happens too much.
But that's pretty much, like, where it ended. Like, they called me, and then the girl was in the back seat, my aide or whatever she is, mm-hmm. and she was just sitting back there with her arms crossed, all pissed off that I fell asleep and got us called.
Was she trying to wake you up? Like, I guess you don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I was asleep. But they took us back inside, and I guess they found the vault, and it just kind of ended from there. I just woke up very confused.
God, I don't think I've ever had a dream where I was an old person.
I know, it's crazy. I've never had one before either, but I was super old in this dream, and I had dementia, and I was going, like, I was losing my memory, but I knew I was.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
I don't know.
Oh my God. I've had dreams where I was somebody else. Like, I had this really weird dream where I was Andy Griffith.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I was in the show, so I was actually Andy Taylor.
Oh, okay.
There was Barney, you know.
You weren't Andy Griffith portraying Andy Taylor, you were Andy Taylor.
Yeah, I was the actor, yeah. It was so weird, but like, I guess I had his body, but in my mind, I'm like, what is going on? I'm a female. Like, I'm a trans Andy Griffith. but I guess you could say that it's kind of similar since, well, you were an old man, but did you still look, did you see what you looked like?
Yeah, like, it was me, but I was old.
So you got a glimpse of your future?
Of, like, old me.
At least you're rich.
Yeah, at least I'm rich. Even though I don't know it. I hid all that stuff in that secret room and then just forgot about it. That's why when they ran in and was trying to, you know, get my money and stuff, I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm an old man living in a rundown house.
If you still had your stuff, and then your aid, very trustworthy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm. What did she look like? You never seen her before?
No, never seen her before.
So weird.
I want to say she had like red or reddish hair.
Yeah.
Not bright red, maybe like a dark red.
Right.
That's all I remember though.
So maybe a little bit like Daphne, a little.
Possibly.
Yeah. And you didn't know who the robbers were?
No, I think they were wearing masks. I think there were like three or four of them.
Oh, were they wearing masks cause to rob you or because of the corona? Like, probably, were they, I mean, they concerned about your well-being, being an old man?
Yeah. Come running in a coffin, like, oh, you okay?
Yeah. Y'all 6 feet away.
6 feet. 6 feet. Back up. Back up, old man. That's 6 feet. I'm going to put you 6 feet on the ground.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Well, now you just make that dream come true, except for the robbers. Like, yeah. Get rich.
Get rich and hide in a secret room.
So, I guess your wife dead, maybe?
I mean, yeah, she wasn't there. It was just me and that girl.
Yeah.
Unless that girl did know I was rich and we were married, but I was so senile that I thought she was just nurse. My nurse. I just kept going, nurse, and she'd be like, we're married.
And she's like, ooh, maybe she paid them to come in.
That's probably what it is.
To kill you.
She kept telling me that I was rich, and I was like, you dumb bitch, I'm not rich. Look at me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's probably what it was.
Right. But you're not going to go down without a fight, old man.
So new comedy movie right there.
Clint Eastwood's going to play you.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
He's like 95 or something like that.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the woman that plays Daphne can be your nurse.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And then the two bad guys. I don't know why, but I'm picturing the two guys from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? What's his name? Del Mar.
That played opposite George Clooney?
Yeah.
I can see that too.
Yeah, there we go.
Kind of have like a Home Alone kind of feel to them.
They do. They really do.
No, I can see that.
Yeah, the tall one and the short one. So there we go. We got casting done. I will obviously be directing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the title of the movie, Rich and Senile.
In the movie, Clint Eastwood keeps asking them if they feel lucky because he forgot that he had asked them before. And they're like, we told you last time. No.
What is that from? What do we always say with that?
It was from The Simpsons when the kids, Marge leaves with the kids.
Oh, and do you Homer's, know who your kids are?
I told you last night, no. Oh, man. We used to quote that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy loved it. It was from that.
Hilarious.
It was from that. I don't know if it was the same episode or not, but when they're held up in the hotel and a guy has a gun, Eddie's pointing it at him, and Homer goes, joke's on you, I got the bullets. And he says, give me those bullets. And he says, okay, don't shoot.
That's Sideshow Bob.
Was it him?
I'm pretty sure it was Sideshow Bob. He's always trying to kill Bart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Frasier.
Frasier is actually, Kelsey Grammer is the voice for him.
Why do all of our references go back to Frasier?
I don't know. The source of all of our stuff. Yeah, so that's my dream that I've been holding on to. I was like, oh, I gotta tell her about this.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you did. Now I'm just wondering what you look like as an old man. Were you fat or no?
I mean, I was not like, too big. I had some meat on me.
Yeah.
But I had like the whole, britches like up to my boobs.
And of course.
Punched over.
Do you think old people will dress like old people today when they get old? Like, you know what I mean? Like when we get old, are we going to dress like we do now or like old people?
No. I think old people will still dress like they did when they were younger.
Right.
So when we get old, we'll be dressing like we do now. Like I'll probably be like super old and wearing like a DBZ shirt.
Yeah, well, right now I've got on shorts and my New Orleans shirt that I got because I'm trying to, because that hurricane's coming, so I'm showing my support for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to get to be like a Category 4, I think they said, before it hits landfall.
Mm.
Hurricane Laura.
When's that supposed to hit?
It said Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So tonight, tomorrow morning.
Mm.
Yeah. I really hope it's not like Katrina because... Yeah. I went to the Katrina Museum while I was in New Orleans. It was really sad. I think I told you about this because downstairs was the Katrina Museum, but then upstairs was the Mardi Gras Museum. Mm-hmm. So they made you really sad, but then they chewed you up.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, there were so many things. Like, so the people that stayed in New Orleans, if they had to go up into their attic, everybody knew that you had to have a hatchet. So everybody took a hatchet with them if they stayed at home, so that if they got stuck in their house because of flooding, they could hatchet their way out of their roof.
Uh-huh.
So okay. they had like a hatchet on display from somebody's house. And then people would write down their like social security number, birthday, their family's name and phone number on their jeans. So if they got found and they were dead, then you could identify them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had somebody's jeans. They had marked out his social security number, but they had his jeans on display. But he did survive. They had like bits and pieces from different places. They had like a chair from the Superdome where everybody was supposed to be their like safe haven, but ended up sucking really bad for them because they didn't have no power. There was a ton of people. It was hot. Like, I remember when Katrina hit because I was pregnant with Cooper. And it's so weird how you remember some things. I was watching it happen while in a gas station in South Carolina buying Powerball tickets, because this was before North Carolina had the lottery. And everybody was just standing around watching it happen. We're all like, damn, that sucks. Let's try to win this Powerball, y'all. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, but if it gets bad, Kevin will have to go out of town.
Oh yeah. He does the, like the relief work stuff.
He helps to get power back on. So lots of people without power, then they go down, they clear the trees from the power lines. They just make sure that everything is good for power to get cut back on. So they definitely, like when Hurricane Irma, I think that was it. Do you remember that one that hit Florida maybe 2 years ago?
No.
Well, he had to go down there for that, and they put them all up in a hotel in Orlando that hadn't even been open yet for Disney World. So they were like the first ones to stay there. He's like, this is nice. If we come to Disney World, we're definitely staying in this hotel.
We used to, I never got a chance to do this, but when I did water damages and fire damages, when hurricanes would hit the coast, they'd have to send out a bunch of the crew to like Charleston. I think that was like the main place we'd go was Charleston, yeah. South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But each year that happened, I was always the one that stayed behind and held things down, you know, back at home base, I guess.
Right.
I never got to go to Charleston with the other crew. They would send like everybody over there, and then it'd be just like me and one guy. Still back and just trying to do everything back here.
Did they get paid like storm pay while they went?
And yeah,
you missed
out
on that? Did you miss out?
Yeah, oh, I missed that out. Sucks. On it.
I'll be asking for that. Like, I think
he tried to send me, my boss man tried to send me out there. I think it was after a week or so of Passover. They're only going to be out there for like another like half a week.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to send me out there. And I was like, no. I was like, there's only like a half a week left. I was like, I'm not going to be able to. I was like, I'm not, you know, capitalizing on how much I could have gone if you just want to send me out there near to begin with.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to go out there for like 3 or 4 days.
So with Kevin, they don't have a choice. They always have to be available for storm work. Like, he's gotten calls in the middle of the night. He had to get up because a limb fell on a power line.
Mm.
And since he's the boss, then he has to call the people and tell them, hey, we're going on storm work. And I don't like it. Like, when he says, like, we got to pack a bag, because he had been gone on storm work for, like, months before. Because, I mean, they stay down there until everybody has power back on. They don't send nobody back. So that's why I'm like, well, I kind of hope he goes, because storm work money is good money. But then again, I'll be stuck here with all these damn kids and all their schoolwork and everything else that goes with it.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I'm already doing most of it because he's working during the day anyways, but he'll come back and we'll be one or two less a kid. And I'll be like, I don't know what happened.
I didn't have to stay away, but I used to had to go on call when I did water damages and fire damages.
Yeah.
So I would get calls in the middle of the night, 2, 3 in the morning. I had days where I legit would come in, walk in the door, say hey to the wife, put my lunch bag down, get a call and be like, well, see you later. Pick my lunch bag back up and leave.
I don't know. That's not a good job.
No, I don't like that.
Well, I mean, it's not so bad because they have so many crews around here that it's usually just whoever's closest to whatever emergency there is. Like, for you, did you have to travel around South Carolina, or was it just local?
I mean, it was kind of local. I mean, we still had jobs that were like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah. See, for him, whenever it's just regular work day, they work on by circuit. So they'll follow the power line per circuit. And then once they're done, they'll move on to another circuit. And it's usually local. He had worked in Durham before. They moved him down there for some reason. Mm-hmm. That was when he was on the Burlington crew. So now he's on the local crew. So it's all local.
Huh. That's good.
It is. It is nice.
Yeah. I remember there was one day we had to do these things for water damages where, you know, we go in there, do demo. We're trying to dry the place out. So we put equipment and stuff in. But you have to go out daily to check them. They call them moisture checks to make sure everything's drying properly, move around equipment, pick some up if need be.
Right.
And they only send like one person out there to do it. And there was one Saturday I had to do it. And I just did like a full like circle around like the whole like northwest part of South Carolina. Okay. I was probably like out there for like, I mean, it was like a regular like 8 hour day just to check, you know, five different jobs that were just in a big circle.
So living in South Carolina, this is what I've noticed when we've visited, because my husband is from South Carolina. The roads suck.
They do. They suck so bad.
Like, I thought I was going to go into labor when I was pregnant with KJ, and we went to visit because we kept hitting like potholes and shit. And I was like, I'm going to go into labor. This is awful. But I guess it's because of the taxes down there. They're cheaper, so they don't have enough resources to fix the damn roads. Yeah. And I was thinking, would I rather have high taxes or sucky roads? It's kind of the same with Virginia. They don't have, their taxes aren't as high, but their roads are a little bit better than South Carolina.
I would hope so. Ours are terrible down here.
Yeah, like, I don't like visiting. I feel like it's going to knock my van out of alignment.
It's rough.
Yeah. I wonder if what you save in taxes, you end up having to pay in like car repairs.
See.
So is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vote for Megan.
Vote Megan for president. Write it in your ballot.
That's all I got. And with our big audience, shit, what if I won?
They probably wouldn't even like, you know, say your last name though, because then it'd be just they'd be like, you know, someone named Megan won, but we don't know her last name. They just wrote Megan.
Megan from Cisbro.
Megan Cisbro. Is that her last name? Is that Italian?
Oh man, Italian. Cisbro.
Cisbro.
Now I gotta say it like that.
Yeah. The Cisbro show.
Okay. Oh, today is my daughter's birthday.
Hey.
She is 5 years old.
The big five.
Yeah. She's in kindergarten, and she came in my room this morning and was like, "It's my birthday. Wake up." I let them all pick what they want to eat for supper and, you know, what kind of cake they want on their birthday, and then we'll have like a little party or something. Over the weekend, but she wants some, she calls it Chinese chicken. She loves some Chinese food, but she's talking about sesame chicken.
Yeah, sesame chicken.
Oh man, she loves it. She'd eat it every day, but she's so excited to get her Chinese chicken. Only bad thing is we moved, so now I gotta find a new Chinese restaurant, even though the one that we had was so good.
Yeah, that's how it is down here too. I mean, I've already located my favorite spots, so.
It takes a while, though.
It does. Like, you got to try different places. I remember my wife took me to one place, and we went in there and started eating. And I was like, this shit sucks. Like, I told her straight out. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, this is not good. Yeah. And that's what sucks is because we haven't had time to try things out. So we're going to be trying something out for her birthday. And that I'll read some online reviews and see if I can find something. If not, then maybe he can go to even though the old Chinese restaurant's like 35 minutes away, but it might be worth it.
Might be. You never know.
We're closer to the bigger city now than we were, so hopefully there's more options, you know.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Because the dishes I like, you either do them really well or you suck at doing them. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no, like, in between.
It's always just one extreme.
Yeah, exactly. So I like black pepper chicken. You ever have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love some black pepper chicken. And places either do it really good or it just sucks really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I had one place do it, and they didn't even, like, the chicken wasn't even, like, breaded. It was, like, grilled or something with pepper in it. And it had, like, this pepper sauce. I was like, this is not black pepper chicken. What the fuck?
He threw it across the room.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we like the fried dumplings, too, you know? Yeah, it's a fried dumpling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And one place we got it from, they sucked so bad. Like, when you're used to getting it and it's so good, and then when you get it and it sucks, you're just so disappointed because you want to eat it so bad, but then you can't because it doesn't taste good.
There's a Japanese place down here that has mussels. You like mussels?
Oh, I know you do.
I love them. Ate them on a dare one time. Thought they looked crazy. I was like, no, I'm not going to eat that thing. And then ate them on a dare. And now I love them.
Yeah. I know. We were trying to find a Chinese buffet one time. You were like, well, do they have mussels?
they got some mussels.
Oh.
But this place down here has some of the best, like, mussels ever.
Mm-hmm. You know, Cooper likes frog legs.
Oh, those are good, too.
Oh, he loves them. So hopefully the Chinese restaurant we found that we love doesn't have them. So he always had to get something different. But hopefully we'll find one that has them again. Usually the ones that also do buffet have the frog legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, too. I told my wife has never had pig brains.
Oh, my God. I was talking about that with the people I work with, and they were like, what? I was like, yeah. Pig brain and milk gravy.
my wife thought I was fucking with her. I said, no, I'm for real.
Yeah. There's pig brains and milk gravy.
Delicious.
Oh, God. I told him my dad used to eat it all the time for breakfast. Yummy.
I haven't had any in a while. It was good, though.
Yeah, I hadn't either. I guess if nobody else eats them, then why buy them? Which I really honestly don't know where they sell them at. I guess they would sell them with, like, the potted meat. I don't know.
I don't know. I have to look. Maybe ask someone.
Hey, where's your pig brain milk gravy?
Hey, where are big brains at? Pig feet? No, pig brains.
Pig brains, yeah. The other side.
Other side, top end. Flip it.
Now I gotta ask somebody.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Oh, it's a big brain.
Oh, shit.
Well, let's, on that note, let's take a break.
All right, sounds good.
We're back.
Welcome back.
We have really had to take a big brain break.
big brain break.
So I found the segments that we said we were going to do. I feel like we already did in the news bitch, with the hurricane. So you're welcome, everybody, in case you didn't know. Hurricane.
News bitch from before.
Yeah, which when this uploads, the hurricane will be over and they'll this ain't news. So we hope everything's okay with the hurricane. Maybe it'll turn around and go back. I don't know. Yeah,
past news.
And then we have politics.
All right, let's go ahead and do a politics segment.
All right, go ahead.
All right, fuck politics.
All right, and that concludes our politics segment. we have hit me, bitch. But we haven't had anybody that needs no help, so...
So everyone must be good.
Yeah.
And if anyone's out there who needs some help, you know, has a certain issue going on in life, wants to get, our take on it, what do they do, Megan?
Yeah. Okay. So you can leave us a voice message by clicking the link in the show notes. So if you're listening on a podcast platform, look at the description and there's a link to click leave a voice message. Or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook, Sis Bro Show. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we try to give our input and everything on it and could possibly help others who are listening.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, with our comedic spin. But we care. We care. We won't, you know, steer you in the wrong direction.
I mean, we care.
Oh, yeah, we care. But, all right, so we'll have to have a disclaimer.
That's our warning. We care.
We care, but, you know, it's up to you.
I mean, the rest is implied. We just say, I was like, oh, they care.
A warning. Megan and Brooks are not trained psychologists, therapists.
Psychotherapists.
Medical doctors or basically anything that requires an advanced degree.
We just have opinions.
Yeah, and if you listen to us, then that's on you. But we care.
Yeah, but we care.
We do. We care. Let's see. Oh, facts, bitch. So it's like some weird facts or something like that.
Yeah, weird facts. I want to say I heard one the other day.
Oh, did you? What was it?
I don't remember it.
In fact, Brooks has an awful memory.
Oh, God, I'm getting old. I hope people don't break in my house and find my money. My family jewels.
Daphne, don't let them.
Daphne, run.
Oh, God. Well, I have some since your memory sucks. Let's see here. There's a few. I'll just read a few.
Okay? Oh, okay. All right.
Farting helps reduce high blood pressure and is good for your health.
Hmm. Wow. That'd be super healthy.
Choosing exciting places for the first date increases the chances of the other person falling in love with you.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Well, I have an opinion on that, but I want to make sure I get it right. What is that back over top?
Choosing exciting places for the first date increases the chances of the other person falling in love with you.
False.
Okay.
I was going to say false. You know what? All right, so here's my opinion on that. Okay. So let's say you meet someone and you go on this like amazing, exciting date. Like, well, what's a good example for an exciting first date?
Oh, like to a carnival or something with rides.
It's something more exciting than that. Like you just show up and it's like, hey, we're going skydiving.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Or, you know, you show up and it's like, hey, you ever been bungee jumping? Let's go. Or even something like, you know, like cool, like a trampoline park or like go-kart racing, you know, something like that. I think that is raising the standards way too high because it's like, man, this person does this kind of stuff like all the time. Right. Really, you're trying to make a good first impression and, you know, get that good first date. But then like next week, you know, you're just going to go like watch a movie and you're just sitting there in the theater like, hey, you know, what are we doing after this?
Right.
And it's like, I'm tired, you know?
Well, I don't know what they mean by exciting. So maybe it doesn't have to be so extreme. Maybe exciting might be like a new type of exotic restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. Something like different. This is a bro show. This is a bro show. I think maybe a little bit more exotic than that, but I don't know, maybe just something different than the typical first dates.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. I can see kind of like mixing up, maybe being a little more creative.
Right. Right.
Hey, you want to grab some coffee?
I prefer on a first date to not go to the movies so that you can actually like talk and get to know each other.
Yeah. That's definitely like later dates.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless with both people are really big in like really big moviegoers.
I mean, discuss after.
And then you can discuss afterwards.
Yeah. Especially if they are like both wanting to see something that just came out.
Yeah. So that's probably like the exception.
Yeah. Definitely the exception.
Like if you say, hey, there's this movie coming out, you want to go see it. And if you get like that weird scrunched up face as a reaction, like, you're like, oh, well, you don't have to. We can go do something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We can go skydiving.
Those are your only two options.
I would not want to go skydiving on a first date because I just don't want to go skydiving at all.
What if your first date is a skydiver, a skydiving instructor?
I don't think I would date him.
No?
No, those guys are little. They got to be on people's backs.
I legit had this conversation with my wife. I was like, I wouldn't mind going skydiving, but I feel like I'd get like the smallest like instructor.
I did. Okay.
And he'd be like, hey, let's go to the door. And I'd stand up and be wearing like a backpack.
Listen. All right, let me tell you. I went skydiving in case people didn't know. So Kevin loves skydiving. He's like an adrenaline junkie. And I got him a thing to go skydiving for his birthday or Father's Day. I don't know. His birthday and Father's Day are close together. He keeps telling me he wants me to go. So for his birthday, I got us both. So I decided to go. And I'm a big weenie. So I don't usually, you know, skydiving thing. And the guy I got was tiny. And I'm, you know, I'm 5'10". I'm not skinny. I wasn't like fat. Like I was under the limit that you had to be, because you have to be like under a certain pound limit. So I was way under that. But yeah, so I was like, oh my God. And you know, I asked him, I was like, do you got a family, somebody to live for? And Kevin and I both go at the same time. So we're in this, and when you think skydiving, you think you're going to be sitting in this big airplane and able to stand up and walk to the edge and jump out. No, that's not how it was. We were in this little bitty plane and we were sitting down. It only had one seat for the pilot. It was all floor. There was just enough room for me, my little guy, that I had to sit on his lap. And Kevin and his little guy. Kevin's guy was little too. And I was sitting on this guy's lap and I'm trying to get in the zone. Like he's trying to joke around with me and say funny things, and I'm just not paying attention whatsoever to him. And I'm doing my breathing exercises and like almost meditating to not think about all the bad things that could happen.
Were you visualizing anything?
Kind of. I was just thinking about the parachute opening and us slowly getting to the ground.
Your instructor was like super depressed, like, oh my God, my wife just left me.
Oh my God, then I wouldn't have done it. Like he was in a very upbeat mood and happy, and he said he'd been doing it for a long time. So, you know, if he was like, fuck this world,
I'd be like, my dog just died.
Or got a call like halfway up. Yeah, like, what? You're sleeping with my brother.
Wait, what happened to my goldfish Goldie? Eaten by the cat.
What about the cat? Choked on the goldfish.
Choked on the goldfish.
Yeah, I would have been like, no. Okay.
Oh, he starts crying. He's like, all right, I gotta go. We're about to make a jump.
And then he just pulls me out. And I'm like hanging on to the edge. No. Luckily, that didn't happen. As hilarious as that would have been, it didn't happen. And like Kevin is, hold on a second. Okay, sorry. Anyways, Kevin made me go first. So I was, you know, by the door, because he knew that if he went first, I'd probably be like, nah, let's just turn this plane around.
He's gone. We'll just ride it out.
He honestly thought I was not going to do it. Like he really had it. Like I was not going to do it. Mm. Hold on. These kids are yelling. So yeah, he didn't think I was going to jump, but I did. And like, we got up there and the guy was telling me what to do. He's like, whenever we get out, like arch your back, cause we're going to do like a couple flips and then we're going to straighten out and we're going to free fall for however long. And then I'll pull the parachute out. And like, I had a camera attached to my wrist. So I have a video of it. You can watch it like going up in the air. You can see my face and I'm like this, and Kevin's trying to hold my hand and I'm just like,
you say, like this, I can't see your face.
Okay, well I'm like a woman giving birth, like the Lama is like,
yeah.
He tries to hold my hand, Kevin tries to hold my hand, and I'm just like, no, don't touch me. You know, and the guy, he was like playing around, and then about halfway up he's like, you really are scared, aren't you? I'm like, yes, I am. Like, what tipped you off? And he's like, look, honestly, everything's going to be okay. I've done this a bunch. He's like, it's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. And, you know, just think about, it's going to be safe. I've done it so much. And, like, he was trying to, you know, actually help me instead of joke around with me.
Yeah.
And so I appreciated that. And then we free fall, you know, Cooper and Henry said my face looks like Michael Jackson because my skin, like, the wind pulls your skin back. And so my nose looked all thin and, like, pointy. So you free fall, and then, like, the parachute opens up. And once that parachute opened up, I was fine.
Yeah.
I felt better. I was, like, feeling like, okay, good. Where the parachute's open, I'm safe. I was holding on the whole time. Like, he was like, do you want to control the strings? And I was like, nope. He's like, you can turn us around. I'll show you how to do it. I was like, nope.
You're doing a great job. Just keep it up.
Yeah. Kevin did it. Kevin does all that stuff. But I was like, not going to do it. And then we slide on the ground. It was not like how you see where people, like, tumble, which I guess it could be. But we had a pretty easy landing. And I threw up. It was, my stomach was just messed up. And I just, you know, from the nerves, I guess, and the anxiety. And he's like, it was awesome, wasn't it? And I was like, nope, it was not. I'm never doing that again.
I love it. It was great.
Yeah, people always say, I'm so glad I did it. It was amazing. No. I mean, I guess I'm glad I did it so I could say I did it, but it was not amazing. I did not like it at all.
Huh? So you wouldn't do it again?
I would not do it again, no.
Oh,
okay. Kevin wants me to, but I'm like, I did it once. That is enough. Don't want to do it again.
Proved you wrong, because all I got to do.
Yep. don't want to tempt fate. So, yeah. He wants to end up doing it without the tandem. Like, he wants to learn how to do it without anybody on his back. And I'm like, no. Because you hear about this girl that trained and did it so that she didn't have to do the tandem, did it by herself, but then wanted to free fall a little too long and pulled her parachute a little too late and died. And I'm like, that would be you, because that she's total adrenaline junkie. He's not going to pay attention to when he really needs to pull that chute, because he's going to love falling so much that he's just going to keep falling.
Yeah, just over enjoying it.
Yeah, no, not me. Like, I would be the one that pulls it too early, and, like, the airplane like pulls it.
Like, you don't even make it out of the plane. You're just standing in the door, the chute opens and, like, yanks you out.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's my skydiving story. Have you ever skydived?
No, I've never. I mean, I want to. I think you know, for the experience.
Well, the place that we went to is in Statesville, I think. So not too far. I can't remember what it's called. I've got the shirt. Yeah, I totally bought the shirt too. I want to say it's like Piedmont Skydiving or something like that. But they were great. They do the videos for you. They take pictures for you. And then you get it all on, like, a flash drive. And it's yours. Hmm. Yeah.
What about bungee jumping? Would you try bungee jumping?
No, probably not.
No?
I don't know. Maybe. I've done a lot of stuff that I was scared to do just because I want to do it. You know, I just want to say I did it. So I've done parasailing, which was fun. I like that. Like, I'm not, you know, glad I did it and done with it. I'd do that again. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done that either.
Oh, that's fun, because it's like a parachute the whole time. There's no falling.
Yeah.
And you get to see the ocean. Like, we saw sharks and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah, so I do that. And of course, I've flown. Have you ever even flown in an airplane? Yeah, you have. You went to Prague.
Yep.
Yeah. So your first airplane was like, your first airplane ride was really long.
Yeah, well, the first one was pretty short.
Right. But your first experience was a long plane ride.
Yes.
That was all, like, yeah.
I mean, it was exciting, though. For those of you who don't know, I 2007, I qualified and went to Prague in the Czech Republic for the original Gears of War World Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my buddy Dave with me, and we took it was a smaller plane we took from North Carolina down to Georgia for a connecting flight.
Right.
And then went straight from there to Prague. It was like a 19-hour flight.
Oh, gosh. But
the first small one was both of our first plane rides. So we're just both sitting there. It's like we're on a roller coaster. It starts like moving and we're just like,
ooh. Oh God.
And so like everyone in the plane just acting like normal, you know, they're like, yeah, doing stuff. Like,
right.
Whatever. And there's me and Dave over there in our two little seats going,
that's how it is with me every time. Like every time.
Oh God. After we did that plane ride and then 19 flight, you know, over there, I think we had to, on the way back, we had to stop in Paris for a connecting flight.
Oh.
And so I've been to Paris.
Oui, oui.
Croissant. Omelette du fromage.
Suck me, man.
As soon as we went back to Georgia to get the flight back to North Carolina, I think there was like a delay or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we missed our flight, and they're like, okay, it's not a problem. We're just going to put you guys on this this next flight, and we have a couple openings in first class.
Ooh.
Turned to Dave, and I was like, look at that. You participate in one tournament, get back to America, and they know who you are.
Flying first class.
So that's what we're doing. That song legit came on while we were flying.
Nice.
And so me and Dave are jamming out, going, flying first class.
Up in the sky.
I told Dave too. Dave talked me out of it. I told him because he was like, no, don't do that. I told him, I was like, I'm going to get the stewardess over here. I'm like, stewardess, could you close that curtain to coach? I don't want to look at them.
Yeah, you should have. You totally should have.
I totally should have. But they was like, don't do that.
There's the smell wafting up.
I need you. Could you please close that curtain?
But I mean, was it a little plane? It wasn't as big as the one you took to Prague, right?
No, that was like one of like the like big like legit planes.
Right.
The smaller ones for the connecting ones we did from like North Carolina, Georgia, and then back from Georgia to North Carolina was like, it's like two seats on either side and just like one aisle off the middle.
It was like a 50 seater or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because those like first class isn't really like, it's still kind of with coach, like the seats are bigger, but there's not much space between first class and coach, right?
Yeah. It was just that one curtain that they kept leaving open.
Oh, damn.
Make me mad.
Somebody come use the bathroom. No, use your bathroom back there.
You turn it around. You turn it around.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've never flown first class.
Yeah. It felt great, like even the, because we spent like 5 days over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, doing the whole like interviews and stuff like that and profiles. And we all went by our gamer tags over there. So as everyone knows, like I stream on Twitch under, you know, Phantom Fox 4. So that was my gamer tag back then too, was Phantom Fox 4. And so everyone called each other, like, everyone would refer to me as Phantom or Fox.
Ooh, nice.
We were on a lunch cruise. They took us on this lunch cruise on the river. And I'm sitting up top, you know, you go below deck and get a little buffet and then you come back up top and you're sitting up top and eating. And Microsoft is over there. They're doing the interviews and whatnot at the back of the ship with the, you know, Prague is like the backdrop.
Yeah. Nice.
And so I'm sitting there eating with Dave and everyone's back there trying to get interviews and stuff in. Everyone's trying to like, you know, be next, whatever. I'm just sitting there eating and enjoying the lunch cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the Microsoft guys comes over and is like, excuse me, Phantom. And that's funny in itself. Excuse me, Phantom. And yes. I try to look up at him. I was like, yes. He says, I wonder real quick if you wouldn't mind giving us an interview. And I legit, I was annoyed by it. I was like, yeah, I guess. I suppose. And so then they wanted a post-interview follow-up in their hotel room where they had like the little studio set up.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, just come by, you know, this room at this time. And I turned to Dave and I said, Dave, and I snapped my fingers up, Dave. I said, room number this and this time. And he repeated it back to me. I was like, yeah, we're good.
Oh my God. It's like Dave was gross. He was like Jeeves. Alfred.
Alfred.
Oh God.
Jarvis.
Did he get you there on time?
He did. He got me there.
Good.
Yeah, he did good.
Oh, man. No, I've never been that important.
It felt really good.
I'm sure. Man, I would have loved to just work for Microsoft and got a free trip.
Mm-hmm. And then we were, me and Dave went out like every night and were labeled the Party Boys of Prague.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they called us.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. The Party Boys of Prague.
None of them could keep up with you.
No, they couldn't. I was like, one guy to come out. I was like, hey, man, we're heading out tonight. You want to come with us? He's like, nah, you and your boy are doing the partying for all of us. I said, yeah, right, we are.
I mean, people, it's a free trip. Like, you're probably never going to go back to Prague.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you might, but most of the people that were there are never going to go back. And I feel like maybe they didn't experience it. Like,
yeah, yeah, cut loose and go enjoy it. You know, we went and had some of the, you know, the ate at the actual, like, restaurants, tried their food, went to their different, like, clubs and bars and stuff like that, met the people. The people over there were great. They were always, like, telling us, like, before we got over there, they were, like, saying, okay, when you get over there, you know, don't boast too much that you're from America. And I was like, what? And he's like, you know, just, you know.
But I'm from America.
It's like, but I'm American. Yeah. Once I start talking, I'm sure they're going to know. They're going to be on to me, you know.
People ask you questions, you just shake your head or nod.
Yeah.
See.
I just start talking maybe like in a Canadian accent. I don't know. What was that about? But no, it was complete opposite. We walk around and talk to, like, some guy was like, you know, he looked at us, goes, American? And I look at him kind of like confused, like, American? And he's like, America. I was like, yeah, America. But, they loved Americans over there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to get you to kick a midget out of a window.
Yeah, they try to get me, and I hate that. I passed on that.
I know. You wanted to experience it. I mean,
I did. Like I legit sat there and thought about it for like a good, like, 2-3 minutes. Like, just mulled over my head, like, when am I going to ever get a chance to kick a midget out of a window again? You know?
I mean, I'm sure that...
But I would feel bad about it. I probably would feel bad about it.
They were... everything was safe, you know? Maybe that midget didn't eat that night because you did not pay to kick him out of a window.
What if it caused an addiction? What if I enjoyed it too much?
You can never see a midget in public again.
I just... Like, it becomes like this whole thing where it's just like midgets keep getting kidnapped and kicked out of windows. Because I just can't stop.
Okay, you get so excited watching The Wizard of Oz.
You know? Oh my god, I'd like to kick that one square in the back. I would 300 that one for sure.
Oh, look at that lid one. He go real far. Yeah,
get some good distance on that one. Yeah, so maybe, you know, hey, maybe I dodged a bullet there.
Maybe. Yeah. You know? You gotta look on the bright side. God. But if you go back, would you try? I mean
there's still that fear of the addiction, but I may give it a go.
Right, you just need a support system with you.
Yeah. I mean, is there like an MKA, midget kicking anonymous?
I don't know. What if there is like what if a midget comes to the meeting because they have an addiction of kicking their midget wives?
Oh god.
Then right there,
and everyone's just eyeballing and sweating, like, ooh. And then like looking over at the window and looking back at him, he's like, no.
He's like, I know what you're going through.
Yeah. But we can beat this together. Just like, I just want to kick you right now.
We're on the second floor and everything.
Yeah. They probably would have to hold meetings with like no windows and like windowless rooms.
And no midgets. But what about like a short person? Like, oh.
Ooh, and that would still do. That would work. You'll get that rush.
Oh, God.
I also picture like them doing like scenarios to help you through it. Like having like little like sandbag dummies of like midgets. And like standing in front of like pictures of windows. It's like, all right, now just fight the urge. And you're just sitting there like, oh, just fight it. Fight it. Think of positive thoughts. Because I just really want to kick it.
But what about children, though? Oh, wait a minute. It could lead to kicking children out of windows.
It could. So it's a gateway.
Because, I mean, you think about the population of midgets versus children. There's way more children.
Way more children to kick out of windows. So midget kicking is a gateway activity that leads to kicking other things and other people.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to stay away from it.
You made a smart move. Just mm-hmm. choose it. Hey, y'all, say no. Kicking midgets out of window.
Say no, kicking midgets out of window.
If you go to Prague, they're going to ask you. But, you know, hey.
Yeah.
You got to have self-discipline.
Like me. I mean, I contemplated. You know, I thought about it. But mm-hmm. I decided, you know, inside of reason, I said no.
What about Dave? Did he want to do it?
No, he wasn't down for it. I mean, he was quick to say no. I thought about it. He's all like, dude, come on. I was like, well, just give me a second. Hang on.
Oh, he doesn't have that addictive personality.
Yeah. He gets your way, you know, very easily. Right. Me, I got to fight my midget kicking demon.
Oh, should we say little person? Like, I feel like we're too far in now to change it up.
Yeah, we already said it too many times. So and that's the term they use, so I mean, you know.
I know, right? So I think it's fine.
Yeah.
It's better than Munchkin.
Yeah, that's right? Much better than Munchkin. I mean, I think so. Yeah. I don't know, maybe we can get a little person to chime in on this. Maybe that's where, like, our first help me. It's like, yes, I listened to this podcast, and I'm a little person, and they kept talking about kicking me and my people out of window.
My people! Tonight,
no longer will we stand for being kicked out a window.
We stand short together.
Oh God.
Well, I think this is a good ending to the podcast. Yeah.
End on a high note.
I hope it wasn't a little short.
Oh, man.
And now, I swear, I was looking, I was like, you know what, a midget probably would fit through this window right here. I got my bedroom.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it does. It causes you to think too hard about stuff like that. Oh, I got to think about something else. Maybe get me some coffee or something.
Yeah, do some breathing exercises.
Get away from this urge. Well, if you like what you heard, then leave us a review, you know, follow, subscribe, tell your friends about us. But if you listen on Apple, leave us a review, because that helps us to reach more people, and you know, people need to hear what we got to say.
Yeah, this kind of stuff needs to be heard by the world.
It definitely does.
It does.
So yeah, you want to take us out?
Oh, I will.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And y'all come on back now, you hear?